Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
O'clock hour here on 96.5 The Fan. Welcome to you Tuesday. Looks gorgeous outside. Feels good outside. Look good, feel good, play good. That's what tonight is going to be all about. Yankees in town, Caglione's home debut. Big 14, right field, hopefully. Or maybe you get all the power you can in that lineup. You put Rave out and right, you DH Cags, Vinny at first, Sal at catcher, Indy at second, Garcia at third, Bobby at short, Isbell in center, Waters in left. Maybe. Who knows? But what we do know is that we are 87 days away from the first official NFL game of the season because apparently they don't care that Philadelphia and Dallas are playing Thursday night.
Nope. NFL released its important date schedule yesterday, and the first game of the year listed was Chiefs and Chargers in Brazil. No mention of the game on Thursday night featuring, who are they playing again?
The Dallas Cowboys.
I wouldn't know. The NFL didn't tell us.
It's so today. Good.
It's so awesome.
It's great.
NFL schedule came out. Last day of cuts. First NFL game. Chiefs and Chargers, Brazil. Hello. We're here in Philly.
We just won the Super Bowl?
Sorry.
Sorry.
Patrick Mahomes on a revenge tour. It's more interesting than anything you're going to offer against the Dallas Browns.
Who's having sex with Jerry Jones?
I don't know, man.
The last time we won a Super Bowl, I could still get hard without taking a pill. Nowadays, my dinger just looks like a wet biscuit.
That's what Thursday night apparently is to the NFL, wet biscuit. But we are 87 days away from the actual season starting for the Kansas City Chiefs. Travis Kelce days away. What's Max's burning question?
Well, that is a perfect segue. Travis Kelce days away. So I ask you all a few questions here, but we can just start with who has more yards and catches this year, Travis Kelce or Noah Gray?
I'd love to say Noah Gray on this one. I really would. That means the torch is getting passed. But I'm going to continue to say it this way. It's senior year for Travis and Patrick, and they're going to go out, you know, with a blaze, right? Ferris Bueller's Day Off, all those great 80s movies and school and whatnot. Like, they're going to go out with a blaze. They're going to have so much fun. They're going to rule the school, and they're going to have the time of their lives. I can't wait to watch what they're going to do. So I will go with Travis Kelce, but I would love it to be that passing of the torch to Noah Gray, where people can relax easy. Oh, we got a new tight end. Don't need a new tight end. The offense is going to evolve. It's not going to be Travis, and it's not going to be the tight end moving forward that's going to be the reliant part. That's why we see Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice become so good in this offense. They're going to be the go-to guys once Travis is gone. I just feel like they're going to put on a show. I think it's going to be so much fun this year. I can't wait.
I will say I think that it's going to be Travis Kelce, even though I think it'll be closer than we think, because Noah Gray had his first real kind of uptick year last year. He had, you know, 132 more yards than he had in the previous season. He finished the year last year with 49 targets, 40 receptions for 437 and 5 touchdowns.
That's a really good year.
Solid backup tight end. Yep. I think that Travis Kelce is looking around, what I say earlier in the show this season, under 800 yards or 800, no more than 800 yards, Travis Kelce. So if he has 780, I think Noah Gray can have 550. That's closer than I think many people would think.
I don't think he will surpass Travis because Travis, I think, will get more snaps, more playing time, more targets, more options. And I think he'll do more with those. But I think you will see, like, Noah Gray will have more than 49 targets this year. He might have 69, giggity. Mm-hmm. And he might turn those 69 targets into 54 catches, which would be 14 more receptions that he had last year that he could take for another 120 yards, maybe.
Yep.
That would give him somewhere around like 570 yards receiving. I'm okay with that. If he has like 580 and Travis Kelce has 790, you essentially have your tight end one and two different guys that can take the load off of each other when need be. But I don't think he surpasses Travis with yardage, catches, or anything like that. Touchdowns would be interesting.
Touchdowns
though.
could be one because he became a nice, reliable red zone target for Patrick last year. I think they had a nice connection that started to form, and hopefully it can continue. Obviously, as we move forward, this season, you'd love to have two tight ends that you can truly rely upon, as many offensive weapons, really, that you can truly, you know, rely upon in this scenario. But I think we're all guilty of this. We all look at like 1,000 yards, and if you don't have 1,000 yards, everybody says, oh, it's not that good of a year. I think that's an arbitrary number. I think that's a great number, quite honestly. Mm-hmm. If you hit 1,000 yards, whether it's rushing or receiving, you've had yourself a hell of a year. I think if you can get somewhere between 600 to 800 yards, that's an exceptional year for a tight end, for a wide receiver in an offense that has so many different weapons to pass the ball around. And that's why I'm not a fantasy sports guy at all, because I'm a real world guy. I like to see my team win. And if everybody has 3 catches and 75 yards or 60 yards and they all score a touchdown and we win the game going away, that's a great day. And so I think the number thing gets a lot of people thinking the wrong way about sports. 600 to 800 yards. If everybody, if Worthy, Rice, Brown, and Kelce, let's just put those four guys, have all 600 to 800 yards apiece, that's a hell of a season.
Travis Kelce, 8 touchdowns the last 2 years. Noah Gray, 7.
Yep, right there. I think Kelce will have more catches, but I wouldn't be surprised if Noah Gray has more yards. We'll see. I think it'll be really close. I like the 600 to 800 number. I think only 2 tight ends last season, Bob, had over 1,000 yards. So yeah. If we're talking about tight ends, 1,000 yards is a massive, massive number.
Brock Bowers and Kittle?
Yeah, it was McBride was up there, too.
Oh, yeah, true.
He didn't get the he got, like, 1 touchdown, Trey but he had, McBride. Like, 1,000 yards, I think, for Arizona. So, yeah, I mean, we're so used to it here in Kansas City, but I think we've got to come to the realization that 1,000 yards is not even just an anomaly. It is so rare to see.
I was going
to
say, a lot of the stuff we're used to in Kansas City is fake.
Yes,
exactly. It really is. Like, you cannot judge the rest of the NFL world based on what we've been doing here in Kansas City. And I think that's where a lot of people fall victim. Like, you know, they said they want to make it the Kansas City model. I understand that. You have Alex Smith or somebody willing to be what Alex Smith was. If you don't try to do the Kansas City model. Do you have a guy like Andy Reid that's a respected NFL head coach? If you don't, you're not going to be able to do the Kansas City model.
3 wide receivers had 1,000 yards last year. Brock Bowers, Trey McBride, and George Kittle.
There we go. 3 tight ends. Yeah.
Travis Kelce was 5th on that list with 823.
So
Johnny Smith was 4th with 884. Sam Laporta, 726, had a down year.
Yeah, missed a couple games, I believe, as well.
Coming off that injury.
Yeah. What about, same question, more yards and catches, Xavier Worthy or Hollywood Brown?
I'm going to go Worthy on this one. I think Worthy has a breakout year. Like, last year was a good year, rookie year. I think this is the breakout year where people are, like, on Xavier Worthy from day one. So I think it's going to be Xavier Worthy. I mean, we'll see what Hollywood Brown can do. You know, if he can stay healthy this year, it would be great for this organization. But I just think they started to form a nice little rapport last year, I thought Worthy and Patrick did. So I think they continue that. I think Worthy is the answer to your question there.
I think it's kind of interesting because yards, I think it's not even close. I think Worthy, with the explosiveness and what you've said, you want to see the deep ball rate go up. I think so does Mahomes, so does Andy, so does this offense. Xavier Worthy is your number one option for that. He's now hopefully got spatial awareness down in the NFL to where he can kind of start using that sideline as an advantage to his route running. So I would say the yards for sure. Now, Hollywood Brown, man, like that's a guy that could literally have in one game have like that Albert Wilson game where it's like Hollywood Brown out of nowhere had 4 games this year where he had 7 catches for 70 yards, but it was all just 3rd and 3, 2nd and 4, 1st and 10, getting it down to like where you can really lower the chain gang. to where it's just 5 yards or all you need is 5 yards, where Xavier Worthy might have 3 catches for 120 yards and a touchdown.
I want to see Hollywood Brown be the Sammy Watkins type guy for Patrick Mahomes, the reliable guy, a 3rd and 8. You know he's going to catch the ball and get you the first down. Guy that's always going to be open, going to be there for you. Never going to be your first option, but he's always going to be there and ready to go if your first or second option are covered. That's kind of how I view Hollywood Brown. I could be totally wrong about that, but that's kind of how I'm looking at it.
I think his first option is the guy Max about to mention.
Yeah, Rasheed, let's say he misses a month. Is he still lead the team in yards?
I think that's tough to lead a team in yards if you miss 4 games.
Fair enough.
100% he will.
Yeah, I think so too.
He had the most receiving yards for the Chiefs last year, and he had been out for 3 weeks. And he was still the leading receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, again,
but we also had Hollywood Brown out. And you know,
Travis was there. Worthy was there. And I know Worthy was a rookie. Mm-hmm. But those guys were all there. And Rasheed Rice, again, had a great start to the first 3 weeks of the season. And he was still your leading receiver into like week six and week seven.
Yeah, so it took like a month for someone to surpass him.
It did, because there were a lot of injuries, and then everybody's bottling up Travis and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And it, like, his injury hurt more than anybody, I think. I mean, I know that, yes, they went 15-1, but I think people would have been more pleased if the offense, if he was healthy.
Yes, I agree.
They would have gone 15-1.
I just think he's the guy, the way that you would describe Sammy Watkins, he is that guy like to another level. Like, I think he is
from
that
an archetype. Yeah,
I think he is Sammy Watkins and Juju Smith-Schuster put into one, and then you put Patrick Mahomes' skill set with him as well, and it's absolutely insane.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. I mean, I'd love it to be a situation where they forget to suspend him too.
I think that's why you see the Travis Kelce regression in numbers. I don't think it's because he's older or he's out of shape. I just think that you have a brand new person here. Plus, you have another rookie receiver. Plus, you have Hollywood Brown. And it's like, what makes this offense move? Speed and getting open and letting Mahomes improvise. Travis Kelce's not the fastest guy on this team. Yes, he can improvise, but when Mahomes improvises, it's going to go to somebody that he thinks can have the open seam. And then if it's not there, then it's Kelce. So that's option 3 or 4 in this offense. So it's not that he's like washed. It's just that he's not your number one option anymore, and that's okay to admit.
And that's fine. And quite frankly, there's more options on this team than there's ever been before. And,
no doubt.
And, you had Tyreek Hill. Who else did you have? Chris Conley is now directing movies, retired. 10 years, good for him, man. I remember the day he was drafted.
Pension.
Yeah, well, it's different for football.
I think like 5 years.
Yeah, it's like half the time of Major League Baseball, right? And rightfully so, it should be. But congratulations to him on retiring. But, I mean, who are your other wide receivers? Like, this is the best wide receiver grouping.
By far.
Patrick Mahomes has had. Best offensive weapons, probably, combined, that he's had in a very long time, maybe ever.
This will be considered
Kansas City.
This will be considered one of
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The best wide receiver trios in the league come week 4 or 5. No one will be talking about him this whole offseason.
Even if Rasheed Rice happens to miss a couple of games.
Well, I guess that's fair. We come a month of them playing together.
Okay.
By the time the season's over, this offense could literally be titled as...
Just such a smooth ride.
No doubt.
Coming up.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.